Hello, and welcome to Evolve Live. I'm Howard Holley, publisher of Evolve Business and Entrepreneur Magazine. For each issue of Evolve, we publish a podcast with the editor, which we are calling Editor's Voice. This is the first one with me to talk about the next Greater Daytona Region Edition issue of Evolve is the editor, John Guthrie. Welcome, John.
Thank you, Howard. Great to be here.
Glad to have you, man. So let's talk about the events mean business issue. Why did the Editorial Advisory Board choose that theme?
Well, you know, Howard, events are a crucial part of our region, whether it's the great big ones at the Speedway, small ones. Events are just really important, and I think after the pandemic, everyone was kind of coming back to events, and it caused our editorial board to really dive into what events mean at all different levels throughout the business world.
Yeah, and so is there a sense from the research and the articles that were produced that we're back?
I think we're back. I think when we talk about large consumer events, we're back. I think where it's coming a little perhaps slower is the B2B activity. But the other thing that's really important is, you know, events started here in the 1900s, and they really drove a lot of what business is, so much so that I think the events that started here are what are responsible for the majority of our economy today.
You know, I read a couple of the articles, of course, and it was interesting how people talked about how much events meant to their business.
Yeah, you know, it's so many people got started through events. I think the great thing about events is it's a way to try something, and so you don't necessarily have to commit 100%. If you looked at Stokes Pokey and Eric Jackson, you know, he had the idea to serve, but he wasn't necessarily ready for bricks and mortar. So events are a great way to kind of dip your toe into the entrepreneurial world.
There was one there that there were quite a few that are interesting, but one was a business. What was it?
Well, it was Details Flowers.
Well, that one's the one you have on the cover.
Correct.
And, you know, I had her on a podcast, and I have to tell you, I found her to be extremely interesting.
Yeah, I mean, and that's a great story. That's how someone who was in events looked at events and found a whole new business managing what she loved to do, which was creating flowers for her colleagues across the country, and now she has a brand new event. Who would have thought that a business in Daytona Beach existed that helped people manage their floral arrangements for events? I mean, those are the kind of cool things that we like to shine a light on as far as successes that people don't really know about unless they read the magazine.
How'd you find her?
You know, the great thing about the editorial committee is it's diverse. And we start out with an idea, and then it's largely up to everybody to kind of come up with some ideas of things they've heard. So I think one of the most important roles that the editorial committee has is networking and understanding what is out there in our area, because there are so many successful businesses that are just kind of quiet because they don't necessarily sell to the consumer and they don't advertise to the consumer.
Well, as an example of that is the business I was trying to think of before, and it's that MAGA. That was the one. So let's talk about that a bit.
Well, the great thing about MAGA is it's a small company, but they look at events in a very personal manner. Maggie, who's the president there, really focuses on her people. And she uses events, whether it's a child's graduation, whether it's someone passing a certain certification or test. She makes those events. You know, a good friend of mine, Nancy Lohman, has always said, you know, she likes to celebrate moments with a drink or something. And so I think there's an opportunity for all of us to learn from that and realize that celebrating and getting to know our employees is using or leveraging events to benefit the culture of your business. So don't just say happy birthday, you know, celebrate it.
Yeah, so to that point, from a marketing viewpoint, you know, we now talk about offline and online in terms of marketing and communications, but we're beginning to turn back, as you indicated, to in real life, you know, and beginning to engage employees, customers, you know, prospects in a face-to-face personal way, and that's really what events is about.
Absolutely, and you're right, and events bring together people so that they can have mm-hmm. a feeling of belonging. Mm-hmm. Whether it's bringing people together like we do at Halifax Health to recommit to safety, compassion, image, and efficiency in our lives and in our work, or whether it's bringing a whole bunch of motorcycle enthusiasts together, it's all about bringing people together. And we lost a little bit mm-hmm. of that with Zoom and all these other things. And so I think we will see a return to human connection.
Amen. Amen. I can't wait. So, John, you've got an article with a really catchy title in here, and it's called The Business of Love. Can you say more about that article?
The Business of Love is, as you know, I had no idea, and this is one thing I really enjoy about Evolve Magazine. You know, if someone had asked me, how many weddings are there in Volusia County, I would have had no idea. And every time we publish an issue, we want to bring something where someone kind of sits back and says, holy cow, first of all, I had no idea $51 billion was spent in the wedding industry. And secondly, I had no idea that there were 3,082 weddings in Volusia County in 2020. And that's during the pandemic, Howard.
Right, right.
So, I mean, there are... That's a big business, and kind of, you know, that is another event that brings people together, but we're so fortunate here because we have a unique setting. And so the Hilton downtown has done a great job with it, as has the estate mm-hmm. that the Clarks have in mm-hmm. Port Orange. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, people are, depending on their ethnicity and their religion and culture, you know, weddings are always important and a big deal, but sometimes they're days-long festivals, and those are drivers for business in our area.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, that is what Evolve is about, shining a light on success and giving people information, inspiration that they wouldn't normally have access to. So good job there. So, John, the next issue's theme is waterways. So what are we going to learn there?
Well, you know, Howard, we're working on it now. I really hope that we're going to get a thorough understanding of the oyster business from an environmental standpoint, mm-hmm. but also from a you know, from a business standpoint. We have a unique group in south of us that we're working to get something going with. The other thing that, you know, we like to point out something a little different each time, and one thing mm-hmm. that we've observed is that our waterways are so important for business and success in business. But if it weren't for the Volusia County Beach Patrol and lifeguards who keep everything safe, mm-hmm. we wouldn't have that kind of opportunity to leverage the water for those kinds of things. So those are two of the articles we're working on. And then there are a couple others. Costa Del Mar, who was here mm-hmm. As a sunglass manufacturer, now has... left us, but another brand is jumping in there, and so we're working on that as well. So what we want to do is we want to let people have an appreciation for the waterways we have here as successful businesses are using them, are conserving them, are studying them, so that people can get kind of a different perspective of the waterways other than just paddleboarding or going to the beach.
Yeah, perfect. Great. We're looking forward to that one. And this has been Evolve Live, Voice of the Editor. I am your host, Howard Holley, publisher of Evolve Business and Entrepreneur Magazine. And we've been talking to John Guthrie, editor of Evolve's Greater Daytona Region Edition. John has been the editor now for about 5 years, and Evolve's been publishing. It's now going to be the next issue going into the 6th year. John, that's kind of hard to believe, isn't it?
It is. When we started this, I think, you know, one of the things I remember I told you at the very beginning was, I want to make sure this lasts.
Yeah,
and thanks to your staff and you and the advertisers and the editorial board, I think we're putting out a quality product that is all about building up our area. Absolutely. So that it becomes the gem in everyone's eyes that we see every day.
So don't leave yourself out of that equation as well, though. So everyone to subscribe. Go to evolve-success.com/subscribe. Go and visit the website, evolve-success.com. We would appreciate your feedback and suggestions from you, our listeners and readers. Let us know what you think at editor@evolve-success.com. Again, thank you, everyone, for joining us, and thank you, John. And we look forward to reading and perusing this next issue of Evolve, Events Mean Business Issue. Thanks, John.
Thank you.